From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The oil spill in the Gulf is actually far larger than the Exxon Valdez spill, according to a new government-led analysis. And that makes it the worst oil spill in U.S. history. And it's not clear just yet how soon the spill will come to an end. Since yesterday afternoon, BP has been trying to choke off the spill by forcing dense fluid down the well. BP says it has been started and stopping the pumping of that fluid, and the company is considering a so-called junk shot later this evening. It could be another 24 hours before they know if their efforts work.
Joining us to talk about today's news is NPR's Richard Harris. And Richard, let's start with the numbers. The government has now dramatically increased its estimate of just how much oil is spewing into the Gulf.
That's correct. They started out saying 1,000 barrels a day and then went up to about 5,000 barrels a day. Today, a new study that the government commissioned shows it's far, far larger than that. It's at least 12,000 to maybe 25,000 barrels a day. Possibly even larger. These are best case figures, and in fact, they're still working on a more precise answer. These are supposedly, you know, it can't be any less bad than this. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, you know, it's been spilling for well over a month, and so if you just add up these numbers, it's, you know, approaching two or maybe even three times the Exxon Valdez spill. And we, of course, can't rule out the possibility that it will end up being even larger.
Could be far worse. Now, the Obama administration has been saying all along that they've been using the best science, the best technology available to guide their response to this spill. How could such a big error in calculating this oil spill have occurred?
Well, today at a news conference, President Obama did acknowledge that this was a mistake that the government made, and the administration could have had a much better answer about this weeks and weeks ago. What they were doing was they were using oil on the surface of the water to estimate the spill. And today, the president recognized that that wasn't a very accurate method, that we would have gotten much better answer if we'd paid more attention to the spill happening at the seafloor.
At that point, BP already had a camera down there, but wasn't fully forthcoming in terms of what did those pictures look like, and when you set it up in time-lapse photography, experts could then make a more accurate determination.
In fact, NPR did ask experts who use those kinds of video analyses to review that video when the very first 30-second clip was released 2 weeks ago. Separate groups looked at the speed at which the oil was coming out, and they said the oil seemed to be much, much larger than 5,000 barrels a day. One estimate that was the oil and gas was gushing out at 70,000 barrels a day, although scientists have consistently said that they couldn't tell from that video alone how much was gas and how much was oil. That was the total flow.
So, Richard, those scientists who you asked to look at that seem to be right in saying the spill is much bigger than the old official estimate, but not quite as bad as they had calculated it might be.
Not their worst case scenario, and that's because they said from the start that they couldn't tell how much was oil and how much was gas, and BP didn't know at the time and wasn't telling us how much was oil and how much was gas. We've since gotten some better idea of how much that is, and it turns out to be mostly gas, so that's good news, actually. The oil component of that is not so big, and that means that the oil is actually not that overwhelming a fraction of it. But and I will add that Steve Worley from Purdue University, who was actually asked to be on that federal task force, was on the committee. They validated his measurements, although one of his numbers that he talked to in front of a congressional committee and sort of off-the-cuff number, which was how much oil was coming out one particular spot, was wrong. But overall, his flow rates were exactly pretty much right.
Okay. So, Richard, overall, why does the flow rate matter in terms of the response?
Well, the government says that they would have responded the same way anyway, no matter what the number was. But the fact is there's still apparently a very large amount of oil underwater, and scientists are trying to understand how much there is and how to track that. So there's still big questions remaining.
And where the oil's going. Richard, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
It's NPR's Richard Harris.